Good evening. You're participating in a live teletown hall meeting with your state representative, Brad Plotkast, and we're joined by hundreds of residents throughout Berrien County tonight, and the topic is auto insurance and auto insurance reform. So if you have any questions about the new auto insurance reform plan, your state representative, Brad Plotkast, is here, and all you need to do is to press zero to join the conversation. Again, press zero if you would like to talk with Representative Brad Plotkast about car insurance reform. And Representative Plotkast, you have told me many times that an important part of your job is listening to the people in your community and providing them with answers. You have a guest tonight who can do just that with auto insurance reform.
Yes, John, thank you. This is State Representative Brad Plotkast. I appreciate all of you guys for taking time out of your evening to join us. This is definitely something that makes me really excited to be able to talk to you all and connect and also hear some of your questions. I know that in our area, our neck of the woods, we don't get too much media from the Capitol. We get a lot of Indiana news. So what I've come to find as I've been in the district, going to township meetings and speaking with a lot of constituents back home, is a lot of folks don't realize that auto insurance reform actually has passed. So we're blessed to have Jason Wentworth with us this evening, and he was the chairman of the Committee on Auto Insurance Reform, and he is going to help us break down this massive reform that we did recently pass over the summer. The governor did sign it, and there are a lot of nuances to it. So a couple of different things that I want to highlight briefly as an overview is you will have choice in what option you can choose. You will not have to pay unlimited amount for your auto insurance reform. You will be able to have options there, which is one of the most important things that I'm excited about. However, with regard to this, you will at least have about a 40% rate reduction if you are able to choose. If you have Medicare or health coverage already, you won't be double dipping, which is massively exciting. And also there are a bunch of different things which I want to hear from you guys on, and we have an expert that is able to walk us through some of this language, because he spent many, many months speaking with all the people that are involved in this massive reform, and he is very good at bringing people to the table and letting them be heard and coming up with solutions. So this reform, we want to break it down for you, and we are looking forward to having your questions. However, Jason, would you mind introducing yourself to some of my constituents here?
Yeah, I appreciate the offer, Brad. When Representative Plotkast asked me to join, I was excited. Representative Plotkast was a champion of this issue and this overhaul. Did a lot of work on this, spent a lot of time in his district listening to his constituents, and I appreciate that very much. My district covers the Clare area of Michigan, so Clare, Gladwin, Aranac, and Osceola. So it's a big district, four counties, but, this issue never used to be a northern Michigan problem or a southwest Michigan problem or even a southeast Michigan problem. It was, it's becoming a complete state of Michigan problem, from the UP all the way down to southeast and southwest, everybody in between. They came to the table, and they were no longer, asking us to do something. They were demanding it. And so when Representative Plotkast and I were out knocking doors, talking to constituents, this is the number one issue that was facing Michigan families. And I'm so happy to have Representative Plotkast in the legislature as a champion of this and helped with this overhaul. So looking forward to your questions and the conversation tonight.
I definitely have to reinforce that a lot of folks, when I knocked on their door, told me, they're like, Plotkast, I don't care what you do out there at the Capitol, please bring in auto insurance reform. So that's something that, having had it happen, I'm incredibly excited about. But I think we have a question already on the docket. What do we got,
John? Representative, we do. And just a reminder, if you'd like to join the conversation, all you need to do is press zero. Right now, we're going to go to a question from James about what kind of breaks seniors might get on rates. Hello, James.
Hi. Yeah, I was just wondering, I'm in my late 70s, will I be penalized for being my age, as some insurance companies do?
No, James, the good news for you is, are you covered under Medicare currently?
Yes, sir.
So you actually would be, right now, as a law stands, you would not be allowed to opt out of your PIP coverage. You're mandated to purchase limited coverage. The law we passed, which goes into effect July 2020, you're going to be able to opt out of your PIP coverage of your premium, which in some cases, depending on your premium, could save you 40 to 50%, upwards of $800 to $1,000 a year per vehicle, because you're covered under Medicare. So just like in 49 other states, when this law goes into effect, Medicare will be your primary. You can opt out of that PIP coverage, saving you $1,000 up to $1,000 a year.
That'd be fantastic.
Okay, James, thank you very much. And our Teletown Hall meeting with Representatives Brad Paquette and Jason Wentworth continues. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can press zero. Right now, representatives, we're going to go to a call coming in from Marie in Niles.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing really well. How are you tonight?
Well, just fine. And I just, you keep hearing rumors about our insurance is going to go down and all that stuff, and I just was wondering if it's really going to happen and when it'll go into effect.
Yeah, July 1st, 2020 is when the effective date is, and there's a mandatory rate rollback, so you will have relief coming at that point in time.
And again, our Teletown Hall meeting continues. If you'd like to join the conversation and ask a question, you can press zero. Again, if you'd like to ask a question, join the conversation, you can press zero. This is a tremendous opportunity to talk with a couple of the state representatives who crafted this historic legislation. And yeah, Representative Paquette, I imagine in your district, your neighbors know about this issue firsthand because they can literally look over the state line and see friends, family members who pay significantly lower rates.
Oh yeah, John, one thing that I came to know personally is that being a former teacher in high school, a lot of my young people, when they graduate, they would move to Indiana simply for the lower auto insurance rates, and seeing it just a mile and a half away, or actually just literally across the border, whether how long or short that is very enticing, especially when they're about half the rates. And a lot of folks did find a way to register their cars in Indiana, and we need to compete with their auto insurance rates, and this is a fantastic step to do so.
And again, if you would like to ask a question of your state representative, Brad Paquette, or Representative Jason Wentworth, the chair of the House Committee on Reducing Car Insurance Rates, you can press zero. And, you know, Representative Wentworth, no-fault insurance, Michigan's current insurance system, has been in effect now for, what, about 45 years. It really kind of underscores just how historic this change was and is.
Right. The original no-fault law passed back in 72. And, you know, when the Michigan legislature passed it, they promised that there would be lower rates, fewer lawsuits. And obviously we know that that was a failed promise. We have the most expensive auto insurance in the country right now, and no-fault cases actually make up over 40% of the civil docket statewide. And so when you think about what they promised us when they passed this, it's no secret that that was failed, and now that ended up in resulting in these skyrocketing costs and rampant fraud and abuse in the system.
And again, if you'd like to ask a question and join the conversation, you can press zero. Right now we have a call coming in from Becky in Niles Township with a question about the Medicare angle. Hello, Becky.
Hi.
We're on with Representative Brad Paquette and Representative Jason Wentworth.
Hello, Becky.
Hi. Were you given my question, or am I to ask it again?
You can ask the question again.
Okay. If I opt, I'm covered by Medicare, so if I opt out of my auto insurance on that portion that you're speaking of, to lower my auto insurance rates, is Medicare going to have a cap? I mean, heaven forbid, should someone have a devastating accident and they need care for life, is Medicare going to cover that the way your auto would? Or you cap out at a certain dollar amount?
Right. 50, Becky,
a million?
Right. Becky, that's a good question. So Medicare will cover...
Or for anyone in riding in my car, you know, anyone, I live, but someone in my car is devastated. They're not covered by Medicare, so what is my, I get not, they get nothing, right?
Well, so to answer your question, the Medicare is going to cover the same limits as they do for everything else. So, you know, in each senior will have to make a decision based on, you know, their situation, but they'll have a choice whether they want to go with their Medicare or purchase PIP coverage. So that's a choice that you don't have now. And in 49 other states, seniors get that choice. Michigan is the only state in the country that does not give you a choice to decide whether or not you want to have a PIP coverage or have your Medicare. We say you have to have both. So, you know, Medicare does pay medical bills like they do in the 49 other states, and they cover from emergency room through, you know, long-term care. So there's it's a choice that you have to make as a family and as a person on what you'd like to choose.
And again, our Teletown Hall meeting with Representatives Brad Paquette and Jason Wentworth continues, and the topic is auto insurance reform. A great opportunity to talk to two of the people at the state capitol who deal with this issue. Representatives, right now, let's go to June, calling in from Niles. Hello, June. You're on with Representative Brad Paquette and Jason.
Hi, Brad.
Hey, neighbor. How you doing?
Fine. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. Did they close the pool over there at the Powhatan Village yet?
Not yet. Not yet. Well, I'm glad that you're on. I'm glad to talk to you, and I'm glad to voice my opinion a little bit.
Yes. Thank you for calling in. What do you got for us?
Well, like I told the other gentleman, I worked in insurance for 36 years, personal lines. So I dealt with a lot of auto insurance companies where you were an independent agent. So when the gentleman said that your insurance rates wouldn't go up as you got older, that's not true. I mean, unless there's laws that are just changing that now, your rates go up when you get older, just like when you're teenager. And the older you get, the higher your rates go. So I'm wondering if they're going to do something about that too. Are they going to, you know, it's not fair that, I mean, there's a lot of older drivers out there that are good drivers, like me and my husband, never had a ticket or an accident, you know. And so are they going to do something about that too, Brad?
Yeah, I'll chime in there too. I'd like to say, you know, This bill and this plan went through, you know, months of research and poring over details and listening to testimony. And ultimately, you know, when we have to get something through the House, we have to get 56 people to agree on it. So 56 votes out of 110, get 20 senators and the governor to sign it. Age did come up. We didn't ban age, but I can give you a list of things that we actually were able to prohibit insurers from setting rates or even just rating classifications based on, you know, homeownership, education, occupation, you know, zip code, credit score. All those were big wins that we were able to prohibit insurers from setting rates based on that. So, you know, while I didn't get everything I wanted in this policy, in this bill, we did find a good compromise between, you know, us and the Senate. And I'm sure you're aware, being in the industry for so long, you know, the Michigan Senate, they passed this some type of reform out, you know, over the last decade or so several times. But in the House, it's eluded us for over 30 years. So to finally get something out and get the governor to sign it is a big win for a lot of our constituency.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I'm glad you're getting something done, and that was one of the main things that I voted for you for, because I knew you were gung-ho on getting this insurance reformed and getting it down, and I'm so glad you are. So we'll look forward to the new rates come next July then, Brad.
You know what, I'll look forward to the next pool party over at the Powhatan Village.
Okay, come anytime. I didn't come to the last one. We had another commitment, so I wasn't able to come. But
we'll get you next time.
I will certainly do that, and you have a good roll.
Have a good night, June.
You